Om Sahana Bhavatu, Sahana Bhunaktu, Saha Viryam Karavavahai, Tejasvi Navadhitamastu, Ma Vidvishavahai. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.
So let's start with Yes Chanda Song.
Yas chanda sam rishabho vishvarupaha chando kyo dhyamrtha atsam bhabhuva samegro methaya asranotu amritasya devatharano bhuyasam shariram me vicharshanam jehva me matramattama karna abhyam bhuri vishruvam Brahmana koshosi me bhaya pihitaha shritam me gopaya avahanti vitanvana kurvana chiramatmanaha vasagumsi mamagavascha annapane cha sarvada tato me shriyamavaha lomasham pashudissaha swaha Amayantu brahmacharina swaha Imayantu brahmacharina swaha Pramayantu brahmacharina swaha Tamayantu brahmacharina swaha Shamayantu brahmacharina swaha Yashojane sani swaha Shreyan vasya sosani swaha Tantva bhagapravishani swaha Sama bhagapravisha swaha Tasmin sahasrashakhe Nipagahan kvayi mrije swaha Yathapa pravatayanti Yathamasa aharjaram Evam mam brahmacharinaha Vātarāyanti sarvata swaha Prativesho si prama bahi prama padjasva
Aham vrikshasya
Vrikshasyareriva Kirti Prishthangireriva Urdvapavitro Vajiniva Swamritamasmi Dravinagum Savarchasam Sumegha Amritokshitaha Iti Sushankor Vedanu Vachanam.
Okay. Let's go to page 22 in this. You could use your...
Is it in?
Page 22. Let's start together with at the top of page 22, Om Sahana Bhavatu, for those who have this. And it's the new section, the Brahmananda Valley. Okay.
That you just gave us, you
No.
Okay.
Use this. This is good for you, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Om Sahana Bhavatu, Sahana Bhunaktu. Saha viryam karavavahai Tejasvina vadhitamastu ma vidvishavahai Om shanti 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 Om brahma vira apnoti param Sadesha Pyukta Satyam Jnanam Anantam Brahma Yoveda Nihitam Guhayam Paramevyo Man So Oshite Sarvan Kama Ansaha Brahmana Vipaschite Ti Tasmad va e tasmad atmana akashas samputaha akashad vayuhu vayo ragnihi agnerapaha adhya prativi prativya oshadhyaha oshadhibhyonam annat purushaha sava esha purusho narasamayaha Tasyedame Vashiraha Ayandakshina Pakshaha Ayamuttara Pakshaha Ayamatma Idam Pucham Pratishta Tarapyesha Shloko Pavati Annadvai Praja Prajayante Yakascha Prativigushritaha Ato Anne Naiva Jivanti Athaina dapiyantyan tataha annagumhi bhutanam jeshtam tasmaat sarvaushatamujyate sarvam vaite namaknivanti yenam brahmopasate annagumhi bhutanam jeshtam tasmaat sarvaushatamujyate Anna adbhutani jayante, jatanyanne navardhante, adyate ticha bhutani, tasmad annantaruchata iti, tasmad va e tasmad annarasamayat. Okay, we're going to repeat after me from tasmad va. Are you not with us, Deborah?
I'm not quite sure.
Do you remember where we were last week? That's exactly where we are now. Can I see your paper?
Is it?
Okay, we just passed this, so you need page. Do you have page 12?
I'm sorry, I'm going to get organized.
Here's one. Can you see that? Now you can have page 15. Okay, this is what you need. 12 and 15 will start right there.
Okay. Thank you.
Are we going to translate?
We're going to. No, not yet. We've just chatted down to Tasmad Ba. Let me see your page.
Tasmad Ba.
Yeah.
Yes, it's on 12.
Tasmad Ba, Etasmad, Anurasamayat.
Okay.
Okay?
Thank you.
So repeat after me from there. Everybody, where we are? Tasmad Ba. Okay. Tasmad Ba, Etasmad, Anurasamayat. Tasmad Ba, Etasmad, Anurasamayat. Tasmad va e tasmad annarasamayat. Tasmad va e tasmad annarasamayat. Anyontara atma a pranamayaha. Anyontara atma a pranamayaha. Anyontara atma a pranamayaha. Anyontara atma a pranamayaha. Tenaisha purnaha.
Tenaisha purnaha,
tenaisha purnaha,
tenaisha purnaha.
Sava esha purusha vidha eva,
sava esha purusha vidha eva,
sava esha purusha vidha eva,
sava esha purusha vidha eva.
Tasya purusha vidha tam,
tasya purusha vidha tam.
Tasya purusha vittatam,
tasya purusha vittatam,
anvayam purusha vittaha,
anvayam purusha vittaha,
anvayam purusha vittaha,
anvayam purusha vittaha,
tasya prana eva shiraha,
tasya prana eva shiraha,
Tasya prana eva shiraha.
Tasya prana eva shiraha.
Dhyano dakshina pakshaha.
Dhyano dakshina pakshaha.
Dhyano dakshina pakshaha.
Dhyano dakshina pakshaha.
Apana uttara pakshaha.
Apana uttara pakshaha.
Apana uttara pakshaha.
Apana uttara pakshaha.
Akasha atma.
Akasha atma.
Prativi puccham pratishtha.
Prativi puccham pratishtha.
Prativi puccham pratishtha.
Prativi puccham pratishtha.
Tarapyesha shloko bhavati.
Tarapyesha shloko bhavati.
Okay. Half of this paragraph.
Where are we?
Right, the bottom.
Now, we haven't done this, so let's just read it.
No, we didn't.
Pranam. Not pranam, no.
Oh.
No, I'm pausing.
Okay.
Because I didn't know what it meant until I looked at it this morning. Pranam. Pranam devaha.
Pranam.
Oh, repeat. I'm giving you with the Sunday. Pranam devaha.
Pranam devaha.
Anupranamti.
Anupranamti.
Pranam devaha. Anupranamti.
Pranam devaha
anupranam. You can put the sendis in because we're going to go back and translate it, then we'll chant it. So pranam devaha anupranamti.
Pranam devaha anupranamti.
Manushaha. Manushaha.
Manushaha.
Pashavaschaye.
Pashavaschaye.
With the sendi. Pashavaha cha ye. Pashavaha. Cha ye. Manushaha Pashavaha Cha ye. Where that shakar is the sarga, right? Pashavaha Cha ye. Manushaha Pashavaha Cha ye.
Manushaha Pashavaha Cha ye.
Pashavaha Cha ye.
Pashavaha Cha ye.
With the sendi, Manusha Pashavas. Pashavaschaye.
Manushya.
Keeping the sandhi. Manushya. The
Manushya.
Anuswar gets the ifsa. Manushya. Pashavaschaye.
Manushya. Pashavaschaye.
Manushya. Pashavaschaye.
Manushya. Pashavaschaye.
Prano hi.
Prano hi.
Bhutanam ayuhu.
Bhutanam ayuhu.
They have, for those who are using this, you see how they put dashes in funny places? Because when you're chanting, you go, Bhutanam ayuhu. But if I break the sendi, it's Bhutanam ayuhu. But when I'm chanting, Bhutanam ayuhu. Right, so it can be confusing if you don't know the Sanskrit. Sometimes it doesn't make sense to me why they put the dash in at all. But, so, Prano hi bhutanam ayuhu.
Prano hi bhutanam ayuhu.
Tasmat.
Tasmat.
Sarvayusham.
Sarvayusham.
Uchate.
Uchate.
Tasmat sarvayusham uchate.
Tasmat sarvayusham uchate.
Tasmat sarvayusham uchate.
Tasmat
sarva ayusham uchyate. I break the sandhi. Tasmat sarva ayusham uchyate. Sarva ayusham is a compound. Tasmat sarva ayusham uchyate. We'll see the meaning later. I just want you to be familiar with the pronunciation now. Everybody okay?
Mm-hmm.
Sarvam eva. Ta ayur yanti.
Ayur yanti.
Ayur yanti.
They broke the sandhi. Sarvam eva te. That A drops. Sarvam eva te. Ayur is ayus, ayuhu. Ayur, ayuhu, yanti. Okay? Sarvam eva te. Ayuhu yanti. Ye pranam.
Ye pranam.
Brahmo pasate.
Brahmo pasate.
Ye pranam.
Ye pranam.
Brahma.
Brahma.
Upasate.
Upasate.
Ye pranam. Brahma upasate.
Ye pranam. Brahma upasate.
Brahmo pasate.
Brahmo pasate.
Pranohi.
Pranohi
Bhutanam
Bhutanam
Ayuhu
Ayuhu
Pranaha Hi Bhutanam Ayuhu
Pranaha Hi Bhutanam Ayuhu
Tasmat
Tasmat
Sarvayusham
Sarvayusham
Uchita Iti
Uchita Iti
I break this ending. Tasmat Sarva Ayusham Uchate Iti. That A drops, becomes a Uchate Iti. Okay? A becomes Aya. The Yakara drops. Remember that sunny? It comes all the time. We have to always, for the Sanskrit people, have to remember that sunny. Tasmat Sarva Ayusham Uchate Iti. Okay? Read it.
Tasmat Sarva Ayusham Uchate Iti.
Tasyaisha
Tasyaisha
Eva
Eva
Sharira Atma
Sharira Atma
Tasya Eshaha. I break the Sunday. Tasya Eshaha A plus A is I. Tasya Eshaha.
Tasya Eshaha
Eva Shariraha Atma
Eva Sharira Atma.
Yaha Purvasya.
Yaha Purvasya.
Tasmat Va.
Tasmat Va.
Actually, the Yaha Purvasya and pronunciation, if we keep the sandhi, Yah Purvasya.
Yah Purvasya.
That the sarga becomes it because of the pa. Yah Purvasya.
Yah Purvasya.
Tasmad va.
Tasmad va.
Etasmat.
Etasmat.
Pranamayat.
Pranamayat.
Tasmat vai.
Tasmat vai.
Etasmat.
Etasmat.
Pranamayat.
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 Okay, that will probably be enough for today.
So this let's look at the meaning. Koshas.
What?
This is.
It's going through the koshas.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And the Vedantic, or with the view of these koshas, they are like layers of.
They're points of misidentification that acts as a covering because of ignorance. Uh-huh. Of
well, they're the same as upadis, then, huh?
Mm. Yeah, and the koshas act as upadis,
yes.
Conditioning adjuncts.
Good.
Mm-hmm. Let's look at the meaning.
What were we studying?
Pranam devaha. Pranam devaha anupranamti. For those who have this edition here, and probably have to make a little correction in the one, because you can, just where we started, didn't you?
Yeah, I got it. But
No, I was
doing something
messing
else.
Up.
Did we translate? Did I miss out on some translation before?
We're going to start translating right now.
No, I meant... Okay.
From the one before?
Yeah.
No, we finished that verse.
You did?
Okay.
We did. I was wiped out. You
missed it.
Did we?
I thought we did.
Yes, I have it translated right here.
I think I did either.
That
we have to start it strong.
Did we
yeah.
Do it?
Yeah. We did it all. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Definitely did.
Pranam, deva, pranam is the accusative singular. Devaha is the nominative plural. So pranam is the prana, the vital force.
Mm-hmm.
Devaha can either mean the gods or the sense organs. I'll talk about that in a minute. Remember, deva comes from div, which means to illuminate, to be luminous. And so that can be the deva can be referring to the manas, to the mind. It can be referring to the sense organs. It can be referring to the deities, to the gods. Okay, so we'll see it both ways. Anu means following after or following in the footsteps of. And keep it separate from pranamti. Go anu and then space pranamti is probably a better way to do it, pranamti. You could take it like this. The devas, the we'll take it the deities first. The devas, the gods, okay? They pranamti, they live through the vital force. You can say they live, they breathe. But we think of prana as prana, apana, vyana, the whole vital force that enlivens the physical body. So the devas themselves, they breathe, they have their vital force following the prana. The prana itself is the prana deity, means the vital force. So the devas attach to the vital force themselves, right, live. The devas live following after the prana. Means the devas themselves must be attached to the prana. The prana is what gives life to whatever sharira, whatever body is there. That sharira is vitalized by the prana. And there's also a shastric verse, you can read this in the Bhasha, that says, when the prana leaves, the body's dead.
Mm.
And so the prana is what enlivens. So you can say the devas themselves are enlivened following after the prana, means they're attached to the prana.
Well, is the prana seen as a deity as well, or what?
Well, if we look at the prana, just take it as the vital force.
Okay.
And it can be taken as a deity also, but take it just as the vital force.
Okay.
There's also the in turn cosmically the prana, that the one who is the prana, who enlivens the prana, so the prana can be deified. But if you just, you're fine if you just take it as the vital force, okay? Now, we have to do this next part to look at it completely. Manushaha, human beings. Pashavaha, animals, pashus, animals. Human beings and animals. Manushaha, nominative plural. Pashavaha from pashu, nominative plural. Sha and ye, those who. So if we take this as devas, which is the first way Shankara took it, it would go, the devas are enlivened following after the prana, means in association with the prana. Okay? The devas are enlivened. And those who are humans and those who are animals. So what he's saying, all beings from the devas to the human beings to the animals, all are enlivened, all are breathing, living beings because of the prana, because of their, you know, following along behind the prana. Okay? Now, another way of taking that is if we're looking at this whole thing from just the standpoint of the physical body, because these are going through the different koshas, you can take devas to mean the sense organs. The sense organs themselves are enlivened, have their luminosity, are able to function because of the prana. But then it says, and those who are humans and animals. So it goes better if you say devas, humans, and animals, but you can also make a case for having devaha being the sense organ. So you can read in your book Shankara's Bhasha on that. Okay? So here we go. Pranam devaha anu prananti manushaha pashavaha chaye. Then it says pranaha hi. Pranaha is nominative singular. He means because here. Remember, because he can mean because or indeed. Because, but it says pranaha, indeed, bhutanam, genitive plural, of all beings, of the beings, of living beings. Bhutas are all the beings, and they have the beings here, devas, manushas, pashavaha, animals, all beings. So of beings, Prana, nominative, singular, is ayuhu, life. The prana is, because the prana is the life of all of the beings, it's the prana. The idea is, if you read the Bhasha, it says this here, but just, it's because the prana is what gives life to all of the beings. Literally, it says the pranaha ayuhu, both in nominative singulars. He, because the prana is the ayus, is the life, bhutanam, of the beings. Right? But what is it saying? Because prana is what gives the life. The vital force is what gives the life for all beings.
Ayuhu means both life and
ayus.
Age.
It can mean, yeah, because stage in life, or it can just mean life itself. Okay.
Well, do we have a sense of experience of prana? I mean, right
yeah.
now? What?
Breathing.
Breathing?
Circulatory system. Not being dead.
Yeah, I experienced that.
So, okay, tasmat, sarva ayusham uchate. That in the previous it's ayuhu, another word that means the same thing is ayusham. Okay? Do you see that previously pranaha hi bhutanam ayuhu? Now it says tasmat sarva ayusham uchate. Okay? It says tasmat, therefore, ablative singular, therefore, sarva ayusham. This is a Shashti Tat Purusha. Life, the ayusham, the life of all. This is just in the neuter nominative singular. Therefore, it is said, what uchate, passive, it is said, what is said? The prana is said to be the life of all. Sarva ayusham. Tasmat, therefore, it is said, uchate, it is said to be sarva ayusham. If you had, they could have put the prana there from the preceding, therefore pranaha uchate. Prana is said to be sarva ayusham. Sarva ayusham, both in nominative. Pranaha, sarva ayusham, uchate. Prana is said to be the life of all.
Yeah, in the very first sentence, it's pranaanti. Is that both cases? Is that just tito?
Because devaha anti. Present tense, third person.
But isn't prana a noun? I mean,
no, but it's also a verb, right?
Okay, so in there, it's
used as a verb.
And the light of all, all is...
The life of all.
The life of all.
Yeah. Okay? Mm-hmm. Therefore, it's said to be the life of all. Then, sarvam eva te ayuryanti. Go to the next one. Ye pranam brahma upasate. See that? That's going to be one sentence. Let's start with the second part. Those who, pranam, brahma, these are both in accusative singulars. Ye is nominative plural. Those who, pranam, brahma, upasate. Those who worship, third person plural. Those who worship brahma, those who worship prana as Brahman. Those who upasate worship prana as Brahman.
Isn't this singular?
No, because in this gana, we're in the second group of gunas, the nasal drops.
Okay.
In the third person plural.
So upasate.
Upasate is third person plural.
Those who worship.
Yea, those who worship, or those who do upasana, worship, those who do upasana, on prana as Brahman. Now go up to the first part. That te, where the A drops, they. So those who worship prana as Brahman, they yanti, they go to. Yanti means to go, but we use it in this, they attain to the state of. Ya ayuhu, sarvameva ya ayuhu. A life which is sarvam, which is all. What that means is, which is complete. A sarvam ayuhu means a complete life, which is taken in the Vedas to be 100 years.
Mm-hmm.
They live a life which is all. It means they live the whole life. They live the whole life indeed. Eva is emphasis. That whole life is considered to be 100 years. So those who worship prana as Brahman, they go to the state of te yanti, they go to the state of a full life. They, you could say they attain a life which is a complete life, mm-hmm. which is equals 100 years.
Mm-hmm. Kira, what kana is upasati? Is it eight?
Huh?
Upasati is what kana? Is it eight?
No.
Donato, sorry.
I can look it up.
No, okay,
I'll look it up in a minute.
We don't need that now.
Well, it only take you 1 second.
No, I'm sorry.
No, I know. I should have looked it up before. I mean, I'm just so familiar with it that I didn't.
Yeah, I know. But yeah, if it's eight, in another word, just
eight. I don't think it's eight. No, I think it's, let me not guess. Second.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's fine.
Second Atmane Pada. And that's why that nasal
that's
drops.
That's meant to do that to sleep, I think. Yeah.
Yeah, we're starting. Tara and Kiki, you remember the nasal drops right in the plural?
Yeah.
You know what? In the old days when they memorized the dictionary.
What?
In the old days when they memorized the dictionary, they didn't have to look it up. It would just pop in.
That's right. Just like you don't, and once you, as you know Sanskrit, just like English, you don't look up every word in the dictionary, right? Because you know them. Okay, sit. Okay. Okay, now after they've said that, those who meditate on prana is Brahman. They attain a full life. Then it repeats again. It repeats what we just had, but now it's giving the logic again. So it says, "Prana hahi bhutanam ayuhu." We just had that, right? That says prana, because prana is the life of the beings. Prana hahi bhutanam ayuhu. You recognize it from what we just did?
Is it the same word?
Same, exactly. Mm-hmm. Well, it's a little different swaras. But the same words. Do you see, like, the third sentence that we did? Prano hi bhutanam ayuhu. We're repeating it.
Didn't mean what we just said?
No, the third sentence.
The third one.
Oh, sorry. Yes. Okay. And it means what?
Pranaha, yes. Nominative singular, he, because, bhutanam, of beings, of living beings, ayuhu, life. Because prana is the ayuhu, is the life of living beings. Tasmat, therefore, sarva ayusham uchate. Therefore, it is called the life of all. Iti. Okay?
Thank you.
Yeah. So now we've completed, this is all we're going to do today. We're going to chant it, but we've completed the mantra. If you go up to the last phrase of the previous verse, Tadatyesha Shloko Bhavati, means for that there is this shloka. Mm-hmm. We did that. That's the last line of the previous verse. And this is the mantra. Mm-hmm. Okay? Mm-hmm. So that's what we're going to chant today, is this is the mantra that they're referring to. Mm-hmm. Okay?
So is there a particular worship prana to have this happen? Or?
There's an upasana. Mm-hmm. If you do an upasana on the prana is Brahman, and they're just telling what the pala is. The pala is, if you do that upasana on the prana is Brahman, the reward, the karma pala for the upasana is a complete life, a full life. Mm-hmm. Okay?
I'm going
to
do that
for you. Okay. Let's chant it. Everybody okay?
Starting
where? Pranam Deva.
Okay.
Pranam Deva.
Pranam Deva.
Anupananti.
Anupananti.
Pranam Deva. Anupananti.
Pranam Deva. Anupananti.
Pranam. Pranam Deva Anupranamti.
Pranam Deva Anupranamti.
Pranam Deva Anupranamti.
Pranam deva anupranamti
manusha pashavaschaye
manusha pashavaschaye
manusha pashavaschaye
manusha pashavaschaye
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 manusha pashavaschaye
manusha pashavaschaye
manusha pashavaschaye
manusha pashavaschaye
prano hi bhutanam ayuh
prano hi bhutanam ayuh
prano hi bhutanam ayuh
prano hi bhutanam ayuh
bhutanam ayuh
bhutanam ayuh
prano hi bhutanam ayuh
prano hi bhutanam ayuh
tasmaat sarvayusham ucchate
tasmaat sarvayusham ucchate
tasmaat sarvayusham ucchate
tasmaat sarvayusham ucchate
sarvayusham ucchate
sarvayusham ucchate
sarvayusham ucchate
sarvayusham ucchate
tasmaat sarvayusham ucchate
tasmaat sarvayusham ucchate
tasmaat sarvayusham ucchate
tasmaat sarvayusham ucchate
sarvameva ayuryanti
sarvameva ayuryanti
sarvameva
sarvameva
sarvameva ayuryanti
sarvameva ayuryanti
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 sarvameva ayuryanti
sarvameva ayuryanti
ye pranam brahmopasate
ye pranam brahmopasate
ye pranam brahmopasate
ye pranam brahmopasate
prano hi bhutanam ayuh
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 tasmat sarvayusham ucchata iti
tasmat sarvayusham ucchata iti
tasmat sarva
tasmat sarva
sarvayusham ucchata
sarvayusham
ucchata
sarvayusham ucchata
sarvayusham ucchata
sarvayusham ucchata
tasmat sarvayusham ucchata iti
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 sarvayusham ucchata iti
sarvayusham ucchata iti
tasmat sarvayusham ucchata iti
tasmat sarva
tasmat sarva yusham ucchata iti
tasmat sarva
yusham ucchata iti ucchata ucchata there's a little pause there because of the conjunct ucchata tasmat sarva yusham ucchata iti
tasmat sarva yusham ucchata iti
tasmat sarva yusham ucchata iti sarvam ucchata iti
tasmat sarva
tasyaisha. That's all. Tasmat sarva. Tasmat sarva yusha muchita iti. Tasmat sarva yusha muchita iti. Let's go back. Just repeat after me from pranam. Pranam, pranam deva anupranamti.
Pranam deva anupranamti.
Manusha ah pashavaschaye.
Manusha ah pashavaschaye.
Prano hi bhutana mayuhu.
Prano hi bhutana mayuhu.
Tasmaat sarva yushamuchate.
Tasmaat sarva yushamuchate.
Sarvameva ta'ayuryanti.
Sarvameva ta'ayuryanti.
Ye pranam brahmopasate.
Ye pranam brahmopasate.
Prano hi bhutanam ayuhi.
Prano hi bhutanam ayuhu.
Tasmat sarvayusha muchata iti.
Tasmat sarvayusha muchata iti.
Okay. Ye pranam brahmopa. There's a little because of the brahma. Do you see that ye pranam brahmopasate?
Mm-hmm.
Let's try that again. Mm-hmm. I've lost my voice. It's down so early. Ye pranam, that makes it worse because it's not.
Ye pranam brahmopasate. Ye pranam brahmopasate.
So because that's a conjunct, there's a little, you don't want to say brahmo. It's brahmo, you know. So it makes for just a little tiny pause because of the conjunct.
Ye pranam brahmopasate. Ye pranam brahmopasate.
Ye pranam brahmopasate.
Ye pranam brahmopasate.
Prano hi bhutanam ayuhu.
Prano hi bhutanam ayuhu.
Tasmat sarva yusha muchita iti.
Tasmat sarva yusha muchita iti.
Okay. Can't hear? Paula, are you here? Paula, can you hear? I can hear. Looks like there's sound. I'm not getting a message from Paula. Did it did that just happen? Okay, let me get out and go. Hang on a second. I'm going to end the section right now and take on a break. So.
You could type something.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Paula, maybe. Give me Carol.
Oh, really? Maybe it's tied.